This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a big show for you today. There is a lot going on in the world of sports, and it is not just NBA, although they are in the heat of their playoffs, so we will obviously get to that. But there's NFL action. There's Major League Baseball action. There is plenty to talk about, and we will have a lot of fun doing it for the next 3 hours. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you on this Worship Wednesday?
I am great, man. I'm always excited on a Worship Wednesday. I'm excited every day we do the show. So we got a great one for the folks. We got Eddie Johnson, Phoenix Suns announcer, broadcaster, Sirius XM NBA radio host.
He's made a good career for himself after being a good player in the NBA.
Yep. He was one of those guys scored a lot of points. I don't believe ever made an All-Star team, but would go down as, you know, a top player to never make an All-Star team.
Yeah, he was good.
Because he put up some nice numbers, yeah.
I agree. But, yeah, he's been doing broadcasting for a while. Good. Can't wait to hear his insight on the Suns.
Yep. Yeah, a big game tonight, Suns in Denver. So we will get to that. But what's on your mind? Anything interesting?
Yeah, anything interesting, Chris. I figured that you would be interested in this. Did you see where LeBron is changing his number?
Yes, going back from 23 to 6. Of course, remember he did that when he went from Cleveland to Miami and changed his number to 6.
Cleveland!
Because Michael Jordan's jersey was retired in Miami, even though he never played for the Heat. Pat Riley retired his number because he did so much damage to Riley's Knicks, I guess. And now, remember, LeBron tried to do this last year, Rob, but Nike didn't want him to because they had already, they would have lost so much money in jerseys they had already put out at number 23. But yes, he's going to number 6. You don't like it or?
No, I got some inside information that LeBron will be wearing this jersey called the Fofo jersey next year. That's number 6. It's just so that everyone will be able to remember that he's lost 6 finals. That's what it is all about now. Sorry. So now all the haters
have
the number right there.
The problem was you thought Ryan Hollins or Jonas Knox or Aaron Torres, one of your little yes men was doing the show with you today. Now, this is what they would have been doing.
Oh my God.
This is what they would have been doing.
Rob,
all of this quality material before we even introduced the iCup.
Oh, my gosh. That's what you've been thinking of all afternoon. That's your big scoop. That's your big joke. That's what you came with.
What? It got the 6 on his back, and he's the Fofote. The finals failure of all time. We
You're
know
lucky
that.
It's not a trash talking Tuesday. I think you might have been the target of some people.
Hey, you know what? The way I was mixed up because of Monday or whatever, I didn't know what day it was yesterday. And now I know it's Wednesday. So, all right.
Let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house on a Worship Wednesday. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's start. We're going to start with baseball. I know you'll be excited about this, but did you happen to see the Gerrit Cole press conference?
I thought he was in front of a Senate committee, Chris. Was that a...
that's a good... Because he went Sammy Sosa for a
minute.
That's
what I'm saying. Like
he forgot how to speak English.
Exactly. He was like, huh? What? No comprende. What?
Oh, my gosh. For those that don't know, baseball is really...
What?
Stop it, Rob G. Come on. Here's what they're saying, Rob. The goo cops are out. The goo cops, all right?
I like that. Because
yeah,
you know what?
I like that.
You know who Bob Clapp... Bob Clapp is one of the best baseball writers. Bob Clapp is used to cover the Mets for the Daily News. And I mean during the 86 and the World Series and Strawberry and Gooden. He was really a good writer.
Okay.
And he used to use that term, goo, like if a pitcher, like you know, was overbearing and made somebody look silly, he would say, like, Dwight Gooden turned so-and-so into goo. And I used to just love that. So the goo police are out.
The goo police are out. And what they're saying, look, here's the backstory. We've talked about it. In baseball, hitting is way down. And the batting averages are at, what, the lowest since, I believe, 1900? Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob G.
We're on pace to have the lowest league batting average in the history of baseball. That's where we are.
Wow.
Period. Which is incredible.
Wow. Right. When you consider that the mound used to be higher.
Yes.
And there was a dead ball era. And we're
this
even
could
worse
be the lowest.
Than that. Strikeout rates are the highest stop for pitchers, I believe, at least like half a century.
We've seen Jacob DeGrom, Chris, with a 0.62 ERA. And the guy we always marveled at was Bob Gibson in 1968 with a 1.12. And he's almost half of that.
Yeah.
Almost half of that.
No, it's incredible. And so, As we said, the Goo Cops, the MLB officials are out. And they're saying that position players, obviously the hitters, are complaining that pitchers are using all types of substances to increase the spin rate on their pitches. There's stuff like spider tack and homemade glue and, you know, all this stuff we used to hear about Gaylord Perry, Rob, the Hall of Fame pitcher, the spitballs and all the stuff he used to do to the ball with substances and what kind of board he'd have in the back of his pocket and all that stuff. So that's why they're saying Goo Cops, because pitchers, according to the position players, are using all types of goo to make the ball do funny things. The spin rates, they can track these things now. And for Gerrit Cole and others, the spin rates increased tremendously a few years ago.
Right.
And then once they began cracking down, what, over the last few weeks, their spin rates declined dramatically. So Gerrit Cole, the ace for the Yankees, was asked about it. And here's what he said. It was ugly. Here's what he said.
Have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard.
What?
Well.
Hello, is this on? Chris, tell me what he said. I need a translator because I didn't understand it.
Here's what he said. Yes. I mean, right. That's what he said. Have you ever cheated on your wife?
What day is it?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, that tells you all you need to know. And Rob, I think I almost felt bad for him at a certain point because he said this has been passed down from generation to generation. And I've heard other pitchers on, you probably know some of the names too, Rob, who've been on the radio today and stuff and admitted it. And we're going to be joined by a pitcher later on in the third hour. It's who we got coming on? We got Mitch Wild Thing Williams.
Yes, so he was a big-time star for the Phillies. Yep. Are you kidding? He was a tremendous pitcher.
We'll get his take, but you covered baseball for a long time, Rob. Is it your feeling that this is something that has always been commonplace?
I didn't realize it was at this point. There's always been, you know, people, you know, in baseball. Gaylord Perry, Chris, was in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Gaylord Perry, that was his M.O. about he used to touch his hat and his back of his hair, and they thought he put grease on the ball. He used to have batters
psyched out. On the bill of his cap, right?
Yep,
grease on
that.
On the bill of his cap.
We've
and didn't
seen,
he have a board, like a little board?
That was Phil Negro. Phil Negro got
right,
caught.
Right.
If you remember, was on the mound, Chris. The umpire came out to check him, and he threw the Emery board up. You remember that? And act like he didn't have anything? I mean, it was in front of 40,000.
Was it in his back pocket?
Yeah, it was in his back pocket. Like, he threw it out. But there's 40,000 people sitting there in TV cameras, and he was like, what? I don't have anything.
He didn't see. Well, I will say this, Rob. I'm going to put some of the blame for this on baseball. Because apparently, and you've heard stories now of teams like, The umpires would not go and check if they thought the pitcher was doing something funky with the ball. They would only go check if the manager from the opposing teams wanted them to do it.
Right.
But the reason the managers from the opposing teams never told them to do it was because their pitchers were doing the same thing.
Right, and they didn't want it to be. We'll be there all day if you're going to check every pitcher seriously. So we got to do something here. And here's my other thing, Chris, and you know, the steroid era, performance enhancing, HGH, whatever you want to call it, you know, it was a big deal in baseball. We saw it with the hitters and we saw it with home runs and how many people were really using it and weren't using it. And to this day, I don't know how you're going to keep Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds out. Now we got this.
Right.
So I don't know. Is this is this going to be as big as the PED era and the steroid era as we start to peel back the sheets and see that someone's made a mess? Because you know what? This is where we could, you know, you're talking about some of the greatest pitchers we're watching, Chris. Gerrit Cole is as good
we
as it gets.
They're some of the greatest.
No, right. The Yankees gave him $300 million. Hello?
Right.
You know, Jacob DeGrom. We think this guy is as good as it gets, Chris. Is it all legit?
Right.
I don't know now. Is it?
Well, no, you're right. There's a lot to peel back here. And I think it's this, too. Like, cheating, obviously, is bad. And you just want your athletes to be against cheating. You know? I mean, it's one thing to try to fake a call or, you know, try to, if you didn't really beat out a single, you try to act like you did, you know, things
or
like that.
Or videotape the other team's defensive signals. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, that's a little far. But here's the other thing, Rob, beyond the moral issue of it, money is at stake.
No, that's
the thing.
It's a high stake game, no doubt.
If I can go from being a mediocre pitcher to using something that increases my spin rate, and now I'm a top pitcher, that might be the difference between me making, you know, $2 million a year and $25 million a year.
And Gerrit Cole,
that's
Chris,
a heck of an incentive.
Wasn't that great in Pittsburgh, but when he went to Houston, became a stud.
And that's and when I believe they're saying his spin rate increased.
Right, and there you go. So there's that thing, and that's how he got that deal with the Yankees. That's how he's making all that money. I mean,
and it's guaranteed money.
Guaranteed.
That's his money.
Yep. All of it. Every nickel.
I want to throw this at you, and the callers can weigh in as well. Here's the thing, though, Rob. If indeed, and again, I can't wait to talk to Wild Thing, because, you're hearing pitchers come out and say, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I had a little – I was listening to the radio today. I can't remember who it was. Yeah, I had always had something on my belt, you know, a little Vaseline or whatever on my belt. And if indeed this has always been the case, spider tack, whatever you want to call it, then that's not the reason guys can't hit today. It might, I think a lot of it, Rob, is just the new approach to hitting. You know, the launch angles and strikeouts aren't that bad anymore.
Guys aren't being sent to the minor leagues, Chris, for batting under 200. Those guys are staying in the major leagues now.
Right. So are they using these pitchers as scapegoats for, you know, the fact that batters aren't hitting as much anymore and it's made the game less exciting? Like, that's another angle to look at. That's the thing. We have to find out how commonplace this has always been. If it's not been commonplace, then it might be the reason. And the spin rate suggests that. But if it's always been the case, then that's not why guys are striking out more than ever.
Definitely want to hear from people and whether or not we know where this all fits in for them.
Right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Does this foreign substance issue, the goo issue, the goo gate, we're calling it goo gate on the Odd Couple.
I've always had a little goo on my belt, but I wasn't pitching, though. That's the only problem.
That won't make the air. I bet you Alex does not let that make the air. Could this be steroid era 2.0 in Major League Baseball? I mean, we remember how damaging that was. It's kept some of the greatest players of all time out of the Hall of Fame. Could Goo-Gate be its equal? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You know what time it is when you hear the sounds of Fred Hammond, the soulful, inspirational sounds. of the gospel great. That's right. It's a Worship Wednesday, and this is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Could this Goo Gate, as we're calling it, Spider Tack Gate, whatever you want to name it, this pitcher's problem in the MLB, could it be as big as the steroid era? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Is Rob there? Oh, Rob is in his kitchen preparing his ribs with no sauce.
What's that? No.
Ribs with no sauce.
Yeah, not today. I had a nice piece of filet for lunch, so we're all good. All right, let's kick it off with Greg in St. Louis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Rob, it's Greg. You want to talk about the – I want to apologize about the LeBron James thing because I see that they Phoenix beat them first. Second, I want to talk about the fact that we – if we remember right, the steroid era started with McGuire and Solskjaer, and we knew what was going on. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not about what they're putting on the ball. It's got to actually do with the fact that these kids cannot hit situational ball anymore. They can't.
Well, part of it, I think Chris brought this up, and I don't disagree with you, in that the standards have been lowered. It's okay to strike out. Chris is like we talk about with analytics in basketball. All these open mid-range shots that people pass up, they're wide
you,
open.
They're dying for you to take the mid-range jumper if
and
you're
people
the
are still going back on threes, Chris, right?
Yep.
And that's where we are. And in the old days, you know, the only guy – they sent the rookie from the Mariners, Chris, back to the minor leagues. He was supposed to be the next big thing. I don't know. He was 0 for 40 or whatever it was. That's the only way he got sent down. Like he was like 0 for 40.
Right. Well, but other than this, that, Rob, this is telling us where technology can mess up a game.
Yes.
You know, whether it's basketball, baseball, you know, football even. I mean, we've seen it certainly decrease the running backs.
It's eliminated the running back. Can you imagine? Jim Brown couldn't play. Barry Sanders couldn't
Eric
play.
Eric Dickerson.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on. Like, so this is... You know, and we've talked about it, and it's not us being mean. It is what it is, right? These are a lot of these guys, not all of them. A lot of the analytics guys never played. And we've always said you don't have to play pro, but I mean at any level. They're like nerds that just crunch numbers. So they may not care about the beauty of the game or the old days.
All they look at is a number, right? Yep. Oh, the third time around, this guy gets his batting average jumps 100 points. That's all they care about. Oh,
terrible.
Take him out. He pitched a no-hitter in the World Series, Chris. Take him out.
Right.
Third at bat's coming up.
They couldn't care less about seeing a complete game.
Exactly. Alex in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, guys? Love the show, man.
Thank you.
To me, this is a big-time MLB thing. They knew steroids was going on, and they let that go. You know what I mean? Because it benefited
them
a little bit.
They loved it, right.
You remember? Hey, Alex, real quick, and Chris, both of you guys, they used to cut in on no matter what was on ESPN to show Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa's at bat. You remember that? They used to cut in to no matter what the program was on.
Rob, the New York Times sent me around the country following McGuire.
That summer.
As he was, trying 1998, wasn't it?
Yep.
Was it summer of 98?
Yep.
As he was chasing down the record, so home run record. So, baseball loved it. All right, but go ahead, Paul. We're sorry.
They do it when it benefits them, and now all of a sudden this is an issue now because it's not benefiting them. Why? Because the offense is not there. Everybody loves offense, and it makes, you know what I mean, it's excitement, and you know what I mean, like you said, switching games to see who hit a home run and all this other nonsense. It don't benefit them right now because the batters suck. That's the bottom line. The batters suck. Whether they win something or not.
Rob, didn't they also
Thanks,
dead
Alex.
The ball?
Yes, baseball dead the ball because they felt like it was too high.
They might need to juice the balls up again.
Right, and what they did is, Chris, I think they tightened the laces or something. You know what I mean? Like the machine is set so that they can tighten the laces, and now they're going to have to rethink this and rethink
juice the ball. If this is what it is, juice the ball.
We talked about this before. Why we follow Billy Beane? How many World Series did the A's win, Chris, in his 25, 30 years?
Zero.
One
and we're
last
not
one.
Talking about a bad franchise.
No.
We're talking about a team that won World Series before the old way.
Yeah.
It's not like he improved on anything.
No, not at all. Joe in Delaware, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We got you.
I appreciate you guys having me on. So I think it's not as big as an issue around like whether it's baseball, Major League Baseball. The issue is that everyone throws a lot harder now. So it's a lot harder.
What do you make of the spin rates? What do you make of the spin rates?
Those have gone up, right? What do you? Yeah.
The spin rates has gone up. That comes with arm velocity. Right, velocity and grip that increases the spin rate. So hitters have had to adapt because they need to do a little bit more damage with less opportunities. It's a lot harder now to string together three or four hits in an inning. So they're looking to do a little bit more damage when they make solid contact. I think the only way to level the playing field out is to slightly move that mound back a little bit because I think it gives the hitters a little bit more time.
That's it's always been 6 feet, 6 inches. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
That's the rim to 10.5 feet. I mean, that's a major change.
Yeah. It would be, Chris, and I don't think that they would be open to that. I'm dead serious.
Well, you know they're trying it in that minor league, the Atlantic League, is it?
But that you'd have to retrain everybody. Do you know what I mean?
It'd be a last resort if I had any say about it.
I wouldn't do it.
All right, we got Eddie Johnson, former NBA player, coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're going to go to our guest. He's a SiriusXM NBA radio host, former NBA player, also calling games now for the Phoenix Suns, Eddie Johnson. Eddie, what's up, brother?
Man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Chris Broussard. I'll wait till after the stint is over if I like Rob Parker.
hey, Eddie, you already know. I know we've gone on to that Twitter. I know we've had a little run-in a couple times.
Y'all went at it last time Eddie was on. What was it about? Was it Jordan, LeBron, something like that?
I can't remember.
I think me and Rob probably have gone on about LeBron.
LeBron. LeBron doing in the playoffs, Eddie? Let me ask you that. We can start there.
Well, I think he's doing well. He's getting ready to play against cartoons here coming up.
Right.
He's getting himself in shape. He changed his number to number 6.
You know why, Eddie? So, you know why he changed
his
number
to
6?
Because he wants to be like Dr. J now.
That's no. Right. He wants to show everybody so all the haters will remember he's lost 6 NBA finals, the most of any other former MVP.
That's what I deal with every day.
Eddie made my day right there.
All right, let's get to this Suns series because obviously you're on top of that. Well, let me start here. Did you think that Chris Paul should have won MVP? I voted for Jokic. You saw most 91 of the 100 voters voted for Jokic. Chris got 2 votes. I had him 3rd on my ballot. Where were you at as far as Chris Paul's Hall of Fame, or not Hall of Fame, MVP chances?
I thought he was in the running, guys. But I knew based on the intel that Jokic was going to get it. If I was still voting, if it wasn't for the Houston Rocket announcers, I'd still be voting, but they started voting crazy years ago. They took it from us.
Oh, say,
but, right. Yeah, because
yeah,
but,
the bias. Guys, the
yeah,
bias.
Right. Yeah, you can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So I truly believe Chris Paul should have gotten more votes. I know the thing on Jokic is, when they lost Murray, they kept winning. But,
yep.
Oh, okay. They had Aaron Gordon. Michael Porter Jr. can freaking play. I mean, he wasn't carrying them, but I understand. But look at what Chris Paul did. I mean, he took the Suns from another level to an insane level. They wind up with the best record on the road, the best interconference record, and they beat the Lakers. And that's after the vote, and I understand that. But it just gives you an example of what he has meant to this team, his toughness and all of that. I thought he should have gotten more votes. I'm not disappointed that Jokic won it. He's been tremendous. If Embiid, in my estimation, had stayed healthy, I think he would have won it. They were 10-11 without Embiid. They were 10-11 without Embiid.
He would have won. I would have voted for Embiid had he played more games. as great as Jokic was. So let me ask you this. What do you say to those who say Chris, he might not even be the Suns' best player? I mean, is it Devin Booker? What do you say to that?
Because I would say most valuable player to me reaches a lot of different areas. Yes, Devin is our best scorer. And he's a tremendous leader now, too. But what Chris did, he managed Devin. He actually managed everybody. He not only managed Devin, he managed DeAndre Ayton. He's managed Mikal Bridges. He's managed Jay as well. So I'm like, handles everything. And guess what? Monty sits over there with his legs crossed. I don't think that happens if Chris Paul's not there. And that, so to me,
that's good. That's not MVP stuff, though.
Right. But let me.
But I hear you.
Let me ask you.
In a weird way. In a weird way.
And I had him third. I think, like you said, he gets some votes. I had him third, which is high. But I don't think he should have won it. But yeah, he was in the conversation.
Is Eddie, yeah. You just brought up Monty Williams, who I actually covered when he played for the Knicks. I was a beat writer back then. But why do you think he didn't win the Coach of the Year? Was it that? Did Tom Thibodeau deserve it? Where was that? Because that franchise, I mean, I thought Monty did a great job this year.
He deserved it. And I think the coaches showed that in voting him Coach of the Year from their side. But to me, guys, it was apples and oranges. I know Monty and Thibodeau are very good friends, and they both had tremendous years. I think what Monty did from a culture standpoint to bring a team that had not been in the playoffs in 11 years, and it started last year in the bubble, taking them down there when they had a small chance to even try to make the playoffs but yet be focused enough to go 8-0, it just carried over to this year. It truly did. And then the way he has raised the level of his players. I mean, DeAndre Ayton, I mean, he's really playing like a dominant big man now. Mikal Bridges, people hated the fact that he would even attempt the shot last year. And all of a sudden, he's one of the better three-point shooters in the league. And then getting Devin Booker to not think that he has to get 40 points in an aggressive way. And getting him to understand that he can still get numbers if he's patient. It took a lot for him to do that. And his culture was huge. And to me, to get the second best record in the league, and by the way, win the season series against Utah, and so legitimately, if they had tied them, had the best record, I just thought that would have been enough to get them over Thibodeau, who had a tremendous year, without a doubt.
Yeah, Monty was first on my ballot. Then I had Quinn Snyder second, and Thibodeau.
I would have had Monty, too. I would have voted for Monty. I was surprised that Thibodeau won it, to be honest. But
Eddie, tell us about this series. What do you think is the key for the Suns to win it? They're up 1-0.
DeAndre's got to stay out of foul trouble because the Suns are very thin after him in regards to dealing with Jokic. I think Dario Saric would be the next in line. And that would probably be a nightmare for us because then we would have to go double. And then that would allow them to get wide open opportunities from three. And you know he'll pick you apart. I think DeAndre has to stay out of foul trouble but also be aggressive like he was in game one and attack Jokic and hopefully maybe get him in foul trouble. Other than that, I think it's a wash, really. I think, you know, Michael Porter Jr. right now is playing like a future all-star in the making on a consistent basis. And I think that if DeAndre can just stay out of foul trouble, guys, I don't think Denver can beat us, man. I think we're just that good. We're not going anywhere. Mikal Bridges is not going anywhere. I know people waiting for him to fall on his face. Not happening, okay? It's not going to happen. Devin Booker, he's showing you what he can do every night. And I think the big man inside, the MVP, can dominate this series if DeAndre Ayton gets in foul trouble and the Suns can't afford it.
Let me ask you, when Chris Paul got hurt in that Lakers series, I mean, everybody had to go, uh-oh, here we go. He was able to bounce back. But Chris has had a history of being injured. Like, is that weird injuries.
Yeah, weird ones, too.
It's weird because there was no contact with that Laker injury. And I'm just wondering, though, Eddie, like, could they survive Chris Paul? And I'm not wishing Chris Paul. I hope he stays healthy the rest of the playoffs. But could they survive? Do they have enough or no? He's that important to the team.
I think they showed you, though, Rob, when he was really laboring in the Lakers series, people don't sleep on campaign.
Cam had a good series.
Everybody had a chance to get this kid. And I tell these young kids all the time, and I'm sure you all do the same, is, you know, you don't burn bridges. And in Oklahoma City, when things went really south for him, he could have really been upset and burned a bridge and acted up. And Monty noticed it as an assistant there. And when Monty got the job in Phoenix, his first decision was to try to get Cam Payne on that roster. And now we understand why. I mean, the kid is pretty much unstoppable in the two-man game. He's so quick. If you don't aggressively blitz him off the two-man game, he's by whoever is trying to show, and it's a layup or it's a shot to somebody else. So in the short term, if Chris gets labored, I think Cam Payne is enough against, obviously, a Jamal Murray-less Denver point guard in a series, the rest of the series. So now, unlike the Lakers situation, if LeBron and AD had still been healthy, it would have been tough with Chris Paul not being out there. But in this series, I think the Suns still have enough.
Eddie, quick, we got about 30 seconds for your answer. What you saw with LeBron in that first round series, was that age or was that injury in your opinion? Because he obviously didn't look like himself.
His ankle, man. If anybody ever had a high ankle sprain, it doesn't heal that quickly. LeBron's problem is he wants to be Superman and he'll say, oh, I'm ready and I'm ready to go for it. And then because he's not used to being injured, and then he gets out there and he's like, I don't have this. This thing is not right.
Right.
And I think that was the case for him. And, you know, he'll be back, Rob.
Is that right? He will be back, but he ain't winning no more championships. You hear me, Eddie?
Rob, how much we'll bet dinner on that, Rob? Let's you to a nice dinner.
Let's do that. Let's bet a steak dinner.
I want in on that, Eddie.
Yeah, let's
if
get
he go,
that,
if
Eddie.
He wins another championship, you taking us to dinner?
Let's do it, Eddie.
Or no, if he doesn't win another championship.
Wherever you all want to go, $800 bill.
That sounds good to me.
Done, Chris.
Because we know you got that NBA money. So
we got media money. I got no money. Thanks, Eddie.
All right, brother. We appreciate it, man. All right, see you. That's Eddie Johnson. One all-pro quarterback is worried about all the wrong things right now. We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're wrapping up hour number one of three, but keep it locked right here for the next 120-plus minutes. You won't be disappointed. All right, Rob, let's go to the NFL. And people have forgotten about this now, and I'm glad because we were talking about it ad nauseum at one point, but Deshaun Watson, we know he's got the lawsuit that he's got to deal with, the civil suit from the 22 plaintiffs and all of that for alleged sexual harassment. But one of his former teammates, cornerback Kareem Jackson, who now plays with the Denver Broncos, Rob, he's telling everybody that'll listen that Deshaun Watson wants to play in Denver. Here's what he said on Aqib Talib's podcast. I've got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking with him the past couple of weeks, man. All he's been telling me is, look, Jack, just tell him that's where I want to be. He's like, that's where I want to be. He's like, I want to be in Denver. Rob, any thoughts?
Again, this just sounds like what guys just run their mouths, Chris. I just think that. Is that really what he wants out there? Maybe he wants it out there, I guess.
It's another Williams thing?
Yes. I'm just like wondering, like, is that, you know, oh, he had a conversation. Does that mean I go on a podcast and just put it out there like that? But anyway, it just seems weird to me. That's all. I mean, I don't know. I think if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm worried about my future, what's going to happen here. He's already, Chris, lost a ton of money from legal fees. He has a... That Rusty Harden is a big-time attorney paying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it could be other money he's got to pay out. And then does he get suspended from the league? He's lost all these endorsements. I'm just like he can't feel good about life. Like, just where he is to be worried about, like, his football playing career right now. I'd be worried about my hide.
No, I hear you. And look, I'm not a body language expert or anything like that. Obviously, if you look at the women and one of them, you know, or maybe a couple of them we've seen at press conferences, and they've been convincing. But then you look at Deshaun and you hear him speak and you see his comments, and he's convincing. I mean, he is adamant. Now, I know so was Roger Clemens, you know, and Rafael Palmeiro and all these guys. Everybody's convincing.
And Bill Cosby.
Right. So who knows what the truth is. But I'll say this. Rob, I got to be honest. And, you know, there were the conspiracy theorists out there who think, oh, this is just came up because he wanted out of Houston. No, it didn't. But if I'm him, I'm not really thinking about leaving. I'm just trying. I'm happy now to play in Houston if that's what it comes with. Right now, I want my career to return intact, right? If I'm in his shoes, I just want to be able to play football again, have my name cleared, and if it's in Houston, fine. I mean, I'm not saying you go to him and be like, hey, everything's fine now. I'm just happy to play for you guys. But I'm not making the trade demand anymore. I'm just relaxing. Like you said, I'm concerned. I'm getting this thing taken care of first. And then if I have to play in Houston next year, then I'm fine with that. I got to be honest.
You just
that would
wanna
be my
play,
mentality.
Right? Right. I'm with you, Chris. Like, I'm not going to be choosy at this point.
Right, right. I mean, my goodness. So we will see, but that's the latest on the Deshaun Watson front. We got some fun stuff coming up. Rob, I know you and I are going to have a good time with this one. Scottie Pippen is running off at the mouth. All right? We got a piece of our mind for Scottie. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.